the valley wakes. Businesses, nonprofits, community stakes. We celebrate makers, artists, crews. Hudson Valley shines.
Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, I'll be bringing in two great guests. First of all, the Poughkeepsie Farm Project will be in with us, along with M&T Bank of the Hudson Valley. But before that, I want to tell you about some great events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley region that you'll want to take advantage of, particularly Chamber of Commerce events, and you can find them all online on our website at dcrcoc.org. I'm going to tell you about a couple of those chamber events, starting out with this month at our networking contact breakfast. The Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce and the Chamber Foundation will be giving away nearly $30,000 in scholarships to students right here in our own community. It's June the 24th is the scholarship breakfast. We do want to thank the community foundations of the Hudson Valley and Rhinebeck Bank for being our generous sponsors. Of course, there will be a not-for-profit seminar immediately following the June 24th contact breakfast. That seminar starts at 9:30 in the morning. The not-for-profit seminar will be on enhancing your grant-seeking toolbox. It is sponsored by Intelligent IT Designs and Ulster Savings Bank. Thursday, June the 25th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, come and celebrate with us the ribbon cutting of DBS Remodel to celebrate their 40th anniversary in business. This is brought to you by our friends at Branding Pros, as is the next ribbon cutting, June the 26th, Friday. This will be at the Poughkeepsie Galleria location of Rec Room HV for their grand opening. I do also want to tell you about a great event for everyone here in the Hudson Valley community. This is the 6th annual Great Hudson Valley Scavenger Hunt. Win over $2,026 for a grand prize and over $10,000 in cash and prizes. You need to register in order to be a part of it. It is hvscavengerhunt.com. That's hvscavengerhunt.com. I do want to thank our sponsors, DCH Wappingers Falls Toyota, Adams Ferriker Farms, Foam and Wash Car Wash, and iHeartRadio of the Hudson Valley. Of course, if you want to participate in this, it is absolutely free. Win big this summer with the Great Hudson Valley Scavenger Hunt all summer long. HVScavengerHunt.com. And then on July the 1st, it's a Wednesday at 4 p.m., we're celebrating Malcarney Contracting with their 30th year anniversary. It's a Wednesday at 4 o'clock, sponsored by our friends at Branding Pros. And then we have a Chamber Network Present and Refer on July the 9th. There are so many great events happening in and around the Hudson Valley. As I mentioned, find them all on our website, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But when we come back, as promised, we'll be with the Poughkeepsie Farm Project. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination, moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from the Poughkeepsie Farm Project, I have the co-executive director. She also focuses on development and communications. That's Gina McCann, along with Peter Campbell. He's the board secretary for the Poughkeepsie Farm Project. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So tell our listeners, first and foremost, what is the Poughkeepsie Farm Project? For those listeners that don't know, start right from the beginning.
Sure. The Poughkeepsie Farm Project is a 27-year-old regenerative farm right here in Poughkeepsie. We grow approximately 150,000 pounds of food per year. We have a CSA, and then we donate a significant portion, anywhere between 25 to 40% of our food back into the community. We also have job training programs for local teens and programming for elementary school kids. So free field trips. And then we go into the schools with our farm to school program.
So when you say that you donate the food back into the community, where does that go?
We have 14 distribution partners throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley, like Dutchess Outreach, Fairground, some of the local churches. And we pack up all of our food weekly. We have a food share manager, and they get this fresh local food out directly to people in need.
And you also mentioned students and bringing them there for projects or field trips and or also workforce development programming. Talk about what students would learn there at the Poughkeepsie Farm Project.
Sure. So younger kids learn about food systems. They do hands-on work, and they get to really feel the lettuce growing and get their hands dirty. The older kids do a lot of job development work, and that's from creating merchandise for the farm to growing food to just learning general life skills. We bring in mentors for them so that they can learn about different jobs in the community, and they're really a part of our culture. They really add to our experience, and hopefully we are adding to their experience.
So how did all this get started, the Poughkeepsie Farm Project? What brought it here to our community?
It started with 15 families here in Poughkeepsie. They started with 3 acres on the Vassar campus, and they grew their own food right there. And they realized that it was more food than they could handle, so they started donating some out. Someone applied for a grant, they brought in more families, and it grew year after year. So last year, I believe we had 490 families participate in the CSA, so significantly higher than the first 15.
Talk about what a CSA is, just for those listeners who may not be familiar with it.
Sure. A CSA is community supported agriculture. CSA farms exist all over the country. You might have been to a farmer's market that's supported by a CSA. But what the CSA allows farms like ours to do is bring in money before the season begins so that we can then support the growing of the food for the whole season. Our CSA also subsidizes a lot of our food donation programs and our education programs as well. But essentially, over the course of the season, we know as a farm and can plan in terms of planting, harvesting, distribution, exactly how much we'll have coming in, so we know and can plan what we'll actually be able to plant and how we'll be able to distribute it over the course of the season.
To run a farm is not inexpensive. You obviously mentioned bringing in money and selling some of that product at farmers markets and so on. How is the farm supported financially? What are some of the sources of income that help support it and underwrite it?
We have events throughout the year. We receive donations from engaged community members and grants. We have a lot of New York State grants, and we're really grateful for those. And we, you know, we have a really beautiful community that we connect with, and we are starting to get to know each other, and we all support each other. Other than that, yeah, we the CSA is a huge part. We sell the shares in the beginning of the year, and that is about 40% of our revenue for the year.
So talk about selling those shares. What does that mean? What does a family get? What does it entail in terms of their commitment to it? And how do they get involved? Do they have to donate time? Obviously, there has to be a buy-in to it. How much is available?
Basically, there are two options. You can do a full share or a half share. A full share is, I believe, about 10 pounds of food a week. Our CSA is actually different from other CSAs in that we have a sort of buffet style where every week you come either on a Tuesday evening or a Saturday morning to the farm and select your 5 or 10 items according to the portions that are there each week. And then you bring those home for your family. The way that the distribution works is that it literally is a bunch of vegetables out there, and you walk through and you pick the 5 if you're doing a half share or the 10 that you want each week. And every week we have at least a dozen available. So there's a lot of selection. Again, this is different from other CSAs where you just kind of get what you get. This offers a lot of choice. And of course, we're being reflective of what's available during the season.
I would also say that my absolute favorite part as a mother of a 5-year-old is that every week we have pick your own in the fields. So I get to bring my little guy into the field.
Great.
field. Right. He gets to do hands-on harvesting. We had, I think, 4 full weeks of raspberries last year. We got to bring them home and make jam, and you really get to experience nature right here in Poughkeepsie.
What's incredible about this is we are going back to our roots with this model. This is what our history here in the United States of America helped to support and sustain this country up until maybe 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And this is locally sourced, locally grown. You know where it's coming from. It's healthy. That's another great component of it. Sometimes you are also known to grow some things that are a little wild. I can't even pronounce. And I'll look at them and say, and what is that? And one of your volunteers will say, well, this is a root that you can use in soups and it's good for flavor. And there is more to it than just education. It's also the health and sustainability of our community here at home, which is so important. I know you had something you wanted to add to that.
Yeah. Well, it's also affordability. I mean, I can be honest with you and say that my family gets a half share and we spend almost no money on vegetables for the whole season because those are our vegetables. We occasionally go to the grocery store or to a farmer's market and supplement, but it's a way to like really be efficient about your own resources. And again, the food is delicious. It's healthy. As for the bizarre foods, I love the fact that occasionally there's stuff there that I don't know what it is, but there are always people there, farmers there who are resources that can help you figure out what to do with them. And some of those vegetables have become my favorite. 3 years ago, I can tell you when I first joined the CSA, I knew what a red radish was. Now I know there's like 15 kinds of radishes that we grow on the farm, and they're all different and they're all interesting, and you can pickle them and you can put them in soup and you, right? It's the range of local food that you can do amazing things with is something that the CSA and the farm itself, right? There are other ways to access this, but the CSA especially is a way to really enjoy and participate in what the land is offering.
Farming in itself is hard work. It is not easy. It's costly. We already talked about the expense side of it, and it's so unpredictable. To be able to do this here in our community, using it as an education tool for those in the community that maybe have never stepped on a farm before in their life, and that is more common than we realize. We take that very much for granted. I happened to grow up on a small farm and surrounded by farms, so I knew what it was for a farmer to suffer with a drought and not have the water for their corn, and as a result, that corn was feeding the cows, and they would have to purchase the corn from out of the area, and that was real dollars that affected their production and the cost of their production, which is such a challenge unless you're doing it in a volume. What you're doing here is not only educating individuals in our community, but you're also supplying food for sustainability, which is so important. So I want you to just take a moment and talk about that food, that 44,000 pounds of food that came into our community last year, and where it's going in particular, where people can find it, where they can access it, because I think that's so important because it is fresh, it is locally sourced and grown. And it's important that our community has access to that.
We have the 14 distribution partners. We have a free food map on our website, which is farmproject.org. That'll show you where we donate to. A lot of our food does go to the Dutchess Outreach Pantry, which is open to the public. At any given time, if you find yourself in need, just check out their hours and you can get some Poughkeepsie Farm Project vegetables in season. Check out that map. Our team put a ton of work into it to make sure that people have access to healthy free food.
That's farmproject.org, farmproject.org, or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go to our business directory, put in Farm Project. They will be the first to come up. Their website is very resourceful. It'll also tell you ways that you can get involved in the Poughkeepsie Farm Project, ways you can volunteer, give back. Perhaps you don't necessarily need or want a share, but there are ways that you can also be a part of this great initiative here in Poughkeepsie. I just want to take the opportunity to thank Peter and Gina for coming in here and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Before we take off, I want to ask the both of you, are there any parting thoughts that you want to share with our listeners?
I absolutely do. I am having my dream event, which is a dance party in the middle of the field to raise funds for the food share program. That'll happen on June 27th at 5 p.m. We have some food trucks coming in, or you could bring your own picnic, and then we have a DJ coming in. It's going to be so fun. You're going to get to meet your neighbors and people who care about fresh, healthy food. You can check our website and go to our events page, and that will get you to the ticket page.
Peter, any thoughts?
I would just say in general, small businesses and small nonprofits are the engine of a community, and they are the engine of our community here in Poughkeepsie. And we love to partner with small businesses in the community to help us in our mission, and we'd love to help you in yours too. So as you're looking at the Farm Project website, if you see opportunities, whether it's to volunteer or to partner with us on events, educational outreach, all sorts of things, we'd love to talk with you.
Peter Campbell and Gina McCann of the Poughkeepsie Farm Project. Once again, farmproject.org. Here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. We have to take a quick break here on the show, but when we come back, we're going to have another great guest. Hang in there. We'll be back after this quick message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from M&T Bank Hudson Valley Division, Babs Iadeji. He's the Vice President and Senior Branch Manager. He's also the Board Secretary for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Babs, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me today.
So, Babs, tell our listeners about your background. M&T Bank has a long history of bringing in real, true talent to the Hudson Valley, not only lending them to us in terms of their business, but also to the community in terms of not-for-profit organizations, volunteering in community, and so on. And you're certainly an example of that, not only being on our board, but involved in so many other nonprofits throughout the Hudson Valley community and beyond. I want you to tell our listeners what your background is.
Thank you, Frank. Yes. Originally, I'm from Nigeria. I moved to the U.S. Over 20 years ago. I've been in banking for more than 20 years. I've been with M&T Bank for the past 5 years. With M&T, as you know, we've been in business for over 165 years. My head office is in Buffalo, New York, and in the Hudson Valley. We have about 27 locations here and about 245 employees. So in M&T, our main purpose is to make meaningful difference in customers' lives, whether we're helping them to build a home, to buy a home, or we're supporting businesses to grow and be more effective, and also supporting not-for-profits in the region that we work in. Giving back is part of who we are, and we've supported majority of the not-for-profit organizations in our region. I had my first degree in international relations over in Nigeria. Then I came here for my master's. I actually had my master's in Hofstra University. I did my MBA in finance. And I've been working with this bank overseas, and I'll continue to work with them when I came to the U.S. before transitioning into M&T Bank. I've been in banking for a long time. I love what I do, and I've worked in different geographies. I've worked in New York City most of my career. However, I lived in the Dutchess County for the past 15 years.
So we did start out by talking about some of the commitments that M&T Bank has in our community here. I know you're involved, obviously, in the Chamber. You're also involved in the Poughkeepsie Alliance,
correct,
which is another organization of key stakeholders in the city of Poughkeepsie, helping to move the city of Poughkeepsie forward. Talk about some of those volunteer commitments of M&T Bank and some of those organizations we support in the community.
Yeah, M&T, as I said, giving back is who we are, and we encourage all employees to give back. And we actually provide 40 hours paid hours for every employee so they can help any organization that they believe in or they like. As for me, I'm also volunteering, as you said, in Poughkeepsie Alliance. I'm also part of the chamber. So we support virtually every not-for-profit organization in Hudson Valley, from family services to the Autism Foundation and so many other organizations. The list goes on. But we're very active. We support small not-for-profits and big ones as well.
So now we're going to move into some of your service lines. Right. Obviously, personal banking and business banking. I want you to take a moment and just tell our listeners, what makes M&T so unique here in the Hudson Valley?
What makes us unique here, it's basically the first thing is our people. Because most of our employees live here and they work here, so they care about the communities that we serve. Also, because our purpose is to make meaningful difference in every community that we serve, meaningful difference in people's lives. So we do that in various ways. When client comes in, we listen to them to make sure we really understand what matters to them. So that's how we come up with a tailored solution for whatever situation that they are in or why they came into the bank.
So small business lending, right. This is an area that is a main focus and a mainstay. Really what built M&T Bank is small business, manufacturing and trade.
Right.
That was one of the biggest areas and sectors with what built M&T. So I want you to just take a moment and talk about what these services are that you provide for small business here in the Hudson Valley region.
As I said before, we provide a wide range of financial services to customers, and we are one of the top SBA lenders in the country. And what that means is that we do more lending than other institutions because we're one of the top ones. So let me explain what the SBA lending, when we say we're one of the top 10 means. Mm-hmm. If a customer goes in looking for financing, they typically go through the conventional process of application for loan application. But what we do is we route every application through the SBA lending. So if they do not meet the criteria, the standard criteria, they have the opportunity of getting approved at the end of the day if we go through SBA lending. As a result, we've been able to do more lending in the region. So the other things that we do in Hudson Valley is provide various payment solutions. Most people may not know that we have different fraud services, especially with everything going on in the country right now. There's a lot of fraud out there. So our fraud services protects our clients from potential fraud. And as we tell people, it's better to have it ahead of time on before it happens. The other thing that we do, we have merchant services in-house. We have our own in-house, so we do not outsource our merchant services to other providers, which is makes it easier for customers. So their funds that they collect every day comes into their account the next day. They don't have to wait multiple days for the funds to come in. So that's the beauty of the merchant services. And also we have our treasury management services, which makes things easier for customers to collect funds on time and also to disburse funds on time. We have all these digital electronic means of making payments effectively. At the end of the day, the goal is to make business owners' life much easier so they can focus on what they do better and leave the banking to us. When it comes to financing, it's not one hat fits all. We usually tailor our lending services to depend on what the client is looking for. We have different terms. We structure it in a different way that will suit the customer, the payment terms, how long the loan is going to be for, and things like that. So our solutions are usually tailored to the customer by listening to them first, understanding what they want, understanding their needs, then we always come up with solutions. Some of our, because we are a community bank as well, we make some decisions locally. So some of our underwriters live around here as well, so they understand the business. So it's much easier for us to help small businesses in the Hudson Valley region. And we do this very well. And we have a team of professionals. So if it's something that someone can do, we have somebody in our team that will be able to help our customers.
So Babs, what is the benefit of being with the SBA and having SBA lending backed loans and financing? It's a common term that's used in your industry, but for our listeners who may not be familiar with SBA lending, tell us, what are the benefits of it?
The benefits of it is that you get approved is not, I would say you get, you, there are more chances of you getting approval for a loan. So for SBA lending, most banks do not lend to startups, but SBA is like a government-backed guarantee, which enables us to lend to startups. So usually the bank will take some of the risk and the government will take some of the risk. And also if you have a shortfall in your collateral, SBA also may kick in. So the beauty for SBA is it enables banks to lend more to businesses in the community.
And also, typically, they're more aggressive in terms of lending rates, correct, for SBA right. lending because of the backing of the SBA right. and the federal government. So tell our listeners about what that process might look like for someone who's going through the loan process.
Right.
What would that look like for them?
So at the beginning, when you come in, you tell us about your financing needs. So we'll explore and ask you some questions. So we'll put in the application. Usually, if it's a startup, we may know upfront that this may go SBA. If we understand from the beginning that there's some shortfall in collateral and things like that, or it depends on the industry. So we know that upfront. So the process, SBA usually take longer because the first process is we will approve it. Then we will now route it through the SBA process as well. So it typically takes additional 2 weeks for SBA, I would say altogether, to get a lending, about three or more weeks. It's always good to have that option because standard criteria, sometimes some people may not be eligible, but the benefit of SBA is to make more people eligible so we can help more people achieve their goals.
So eligibility is obviously very important. I would imagine there has to be a checklist, a quick run through for you to be able to identify if someone is even going to qualify to even get a loan. Talk about some of that discovery process that someone may go through to get a quick decision to be competitive with the rates. What are some of the important things that you're looking at as a lender?
First, the few things that we usually ask for is your financials. We have to make sure that the business has their financials. We ask for their tax returns. We ask for a business plan, projections, depending on where, if it's a startup, we usually ask for projections and a business plan. If it's an established business, we usually look for at least 2 years of tax returns, and we ask for things like the account receivables. We really need to know why they're actually even looking for the funds to start with. So we, part of the conversation is to see what they're looking for, how much they're looking for, why they're looking for. We just want to make sure that they have the ability to pay us based on the cash flow from those financials that we will analyze.
Now, business planning is a part of this as well. Right. Showing a business plan and working with a business plan. We also have someone here in our office from the SBA that right. helps individuals work on that business plan. So if it's someone that really isn't familiar with building out a business, they may have a great idea and this is the first time dipping their toes into it. They obviously need financing in order to get the business off the ground, but they can work with the SBA directly here right out of our right. office. Ben Caldwell is the representative and he will walk them through all the processes that are put in place by the SBA in order for them to get lending. And he, obviously being someone who's an expert in the area, would be someone that is a resource for free, complimentary. It's paid for by the federal government, and that resource is available right here at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And for our listeners who may be just tuning in, I'm speaking with Babs Ayodeji. He's the Vice President and Senior Branch Manager with M&T Bank Hudson Valley Division, and we're talking about lending for small business here in the community. And I know, Babs, you have something you want to add to that.
Yes, you're actually right. We do work with Ben a lot, so I have a good relationship with Ben. So when people come in, and some of them do have their business plan already, and some of them don't, I usually refer them to Ben, and there are other organizations as well that can help people come up with a business plan. And also Ben knows that we do help a lot of businesses, so he refers a lot of people to us. So we're working together with some of these organizations that help people with business plans. Yes. Thank you for that.
So whether it's personal banking, business banking, or commercial, checking, savings, CDs, mortgages, investments, credit cards, loans, and so much more. I have to tell you, I worked with M&T Bank for many, many years. When I was in small business, they were my go-to for financing. Always reputable and wonderful to work with as far as customer service is concerned. Babs, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show today. If you like what you heard on our show, all you need to do is visit our website to find out more information about any of our guests or any upcoming events in and around the Hudson Valley region simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go to our business directory, put in M&T Bank, put in any kind kind of business that you can think of, and it makes it very easy for you to think local first here in the Hudson Valley region. And if you're looking for things to do in and around the valley, visit dcrcoc.org, our events section, the most comprehensive anywhere you will find. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
When we all strive.